This is N8DTM, November 8th, Delta Charlie Mike.
PMN Mobile monitoring.
KF8CPP monitoring. KF8CPP going clear.
What's up there, Mikey? WAYRC.
I'm heading in to get my allergy shots. I almost forgot that I had to do them today. Man, I can't be forgetting this stuff because I've got over 5 years into this. If I miss a month, they start me over.
Well, that's interesting. That's like me taking my antibiotics. It's like, they got me on them forever. But I think I'm good, but I don't know for sure. Find out, seeing how I stopped taking them. Finished the first bottle, so it should be good. I've been taking antibiotics since my surgery in September.
Body trying to reject the shoulder stuff?
No, my first shoulder surgery 3 years ago was a fail. After 2.5 years, they said, my surgeon said, well, it looks like a fail. So I went and had it redone on the top part. It had some screws loose on the replacement and ended up with an infection, so I was on a PICC line and all that fun stuff, and then when I got home, I was on an oral antibiotic. But I had to go through like 6 weeks of infusion at the hospital, so I had a PICC line, and then I switched over to an antibiotic oral, and took that for quite a while. So I think I'm done. Nothing's showing up again, or I'm gonna stop taking it and see what happens.
Gravy, that's all I need to hear. I gotta go in and get that same thing done. I can't even imagine, I've almost died in that hospital here in town a couple times, so I try to get it done elsewhere. The one time, they all pretty much they attempted to overdose me. Oh boy.
If you're talking full shoulder replacement or anything shoulder, Dr. Wyatt are down in Beaumont, Royal Oak. Very awesome. I woke up out of surgery the second day, had no pain pills, and didn't take one after that. The pain I had in my shoulder for 2.5 years was gone.
I'm telling you, you're going to be the guy I consult before I go and get it done. But I've got all my joints are having problems, and I'm still moving forward, and I'm putting off any operations as long as I can. But the neck one is getting bad. My right hand's locking up like my left hand was, so I'm going to have to do something with those because it's the neck's immobilizing me, and my right hand is. I don't know how much longer I can go with it being locked closed all the time. I wake up in the morning and I have to do all kinds of stuff, get it moving again.
Well, the guy just referring you to, he just does elbows and shoulders. So anybody else, just stay away from the one that here in LaPierre's last name is Travis. No, thank you again.
Right, yeah, they had two lines, or two pumps running into one line, and had like three doses of, what was that stuff, Dilaudid, backed up in that line, and they were calling me a crybaby and stuff. I told them, just bring me some ibuprofen, I'll chew them up if I gotta, and that's pretty much what I did, and well, I'm glad they never pulled the trigger on it. I talked to the nurse, and when I sobered up enough to realize what was going on, I shattered a tooth. I still got a messed up tooth because I was biting down so hard. She threw that whole line right in the trash and put a new one on, and it was on. That one was a 12-hour pump. They only turned on twice a day, and the nurse was shooting it into that line, and I thought she was just shooting the meds herself. I was like, man, you know, she's making fun of me with an intern out there. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I want to kill at that point because I was in so much pain. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got a suit and the wife just called me, so I got to head her way and see what's up. But I'm here playing with my all-star nodes and other stuff, and I can't get the password to cooperate, so I don't know what's up with that. But I was getting in there and changing it, and now it won't let me get back in, so I'm not sure what's going on yet. I gotta call my IT guy, Scott, and find out. WAYRC, sub-3.
If anybody's gonna figure it out, it'd be that dude. Yeah, I gotta go in here. I'm here at the place now, but yeah, it's scary. I asked that little nurse who started my line if what would have happened if they'd have pulled the trigger on them four charges of, it had been the three in the line and the fourth one coming at me, and I was on the max. So it's a lot of, she said, all of your organs and muscles would have stopped. Sub-3, KB8OE. KB8OE.
KB8OE, ADHCJ. You out and about?
Sorry about that. I missed the call there.
ADHCJ. Sitting here at 69 and 24. Getting ready to make a northbound turn.
Man, we can almost go simplex. But I'm kind of heading away. You heading back to your place?
Yes, sir. We just got back from Davison. We're screwing around, looking for things that we don't need.
We're doing that Black Friday thing.
We honestly went and bought totes to pack more of our stuff in. So, yeah, sort of Black Friday, but not really.
I just ordered two, it's a Quan Sheng UV H5 or something. I don't know what the heck it is, but anyways, I got an add-on board to make them do single side, well, double sideband, which is compatible with single sideband, but two of them for $32.49 or something like that. Anyways, I got to figure out which one of the boards I'm going to put in it, in those. But there's limit one bot, so you can only buy two at that price. So you're getting two radios for $16.50 each.
And where was that at? Is that an Amazon deal?
Yeah, so I told a couple of people about them, and they ordered them. I got to figure out which one of the synthesizer boards I'm going to get and solder in. Man, I'm going to have to get out my jeweler's loops or something. My eyes are going real bad. I got some things for graph and bead, and it's a stereo vision thing, so we'll see. I should be able to do it. I might have to take that soldering iron, take one of those ones with a removable tip, and then get my iron that's got I got a rheostat that I use for the one iron, and chuck that thing up my lathe and bring it down to a point.
Yeah, right on. Last thing I soldered that was little was, I think it was a 1 millimeter transistor, and then the legs on it were like a quarter of a millimeter maybe, and there are three of them. So I soldered that into some kind of an HC about 5 years ago. It was rough. I did it freehand with no magnification. I was like, well, I hope it works. Turned out it works great. So, and then I did another one. I did another one in some kind of a hard drive enclosure that I had that wouldn't turn on anymore. It was a half millimeter or a 1 millimeter transistor. Super, super tiny. Like the smallest, you can't even see the legs on it. It was so small.
What type of, would you use hot air?
No, I used a PACE, adjustable, just like a hot iron, not air. And I turned it down to like, 380 degrees at first, and I preheated all the legs on it, and then I just turned it up to like 550, and I just hit each leg and pulled it off with a pair of tweezers, and then I got the new one in there, and I just set it down with a pair of tweezers and bumped each thing, and it heated up and soldered to the board, and then I pretended like it didn't look crooked and moved on, and it worked perfectly.
I'll tell you what, I'm going blind, and I shake like a dog crapping peach pit, so I haven't drank in like 13 years, but I'll have to get a pile of them together and get them ready to go, then I'll hammer a beer or two to stop the shakes, and then I'm going in, and I'll have that jeweler's loops on, or I don't know, it's stereo anyways. The grafting those bee eggs, those honeybee eggs, are about half the size of a grain of rice. So I think I should be able to handle this solder job.
Yep, that's basically, I don't shake too bad unless if I'm really trying to hold it steady, I'll shake more than if I just kind of, go for it. But I got it in there. Like I said, it wasn't terrible, but I don't know if I could do it now. It's probably been 5 or 6 years, maybe a little longer, and I noticed my eyes got a lot worse in the last maybe 3 to 4 years, so I don't know. It's not something I would want to do every day, that's for sure.
I'm 54, and I've had one cataract removed and a lens put in, so we'll see. I'm more worried about the shakes than I am because I got stuff I can magnify. To make my vision seem like it's better. Just have to have a lot of light on it, try to knock out the glare and get it really ready before I get ready and stick it down. You got to double sticky the tape for the synthesizer board you got to put on there, and you got to remove the FM chip out of it, desolder and remove that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what that looks like. It's probably like an 8-leg IC of some kind. I don't know. I'd probably do it with a hot air station, but I don't have a hot air station. So, and then solder paste is really nice because you literally just wipe the rest of it off, and it seems like it's really easy. Hey, man, I'm going to run into Kroger here, so I'll be back in a few minutes. ADHCJ.
I'm swinging wide and heading over to fix and filling the tank in this truck, but I'll be in and out. I forgot, and I had to go and get my B shot, so now my arms are both itching. So I'm not here, 7-3, and I hope you had a good one. KB8, Ollie.
KB8YTFM frequency, monitoring.
KD8YCS, this is KC8YRO.
Roger, KC8YRO, this is KD8YCS, over.
Yeah, roger that. I didn't expect to hear you so soon out here.
I'm topped off and I'm on the road in the Bay City area.
All right, roger that. I'm right around Standish. I'm going to be taking 75 all the way up to exit 212 and stopping in West Branch there at Walmart and possibly Dunham's. I don't know whether or not I'll be able to hit this repeater that far north, so I'll also be on Taprin 1. Either way, I'll try to get a hold of you on one of those two things there. If you wanted to just try to catch up with me there in West Branch, and we'd be able to finish off the drive together.
Pat, plan is I will try to rendezvous with you in West Branch.
Okay, roger that. I'll try to call you again as I'm getting ready to get off the freeway there, if I can hit the repeater. Otherwise, I'll be on Taprin 1 as well. And if I can't reach you, I'll at least let you know via phone there when I get into West Branch. So we'll hopefully see you there then. KKYRO, I'll be standing by.
Roger that, KC8YRO, and I'm also monitoring Taprin 1. I'm not sure on this radio how to switch over quickly and easily yet, but I have to pull over, I'll figure it out. Alright, car does not like me keying up, so I'm going to be radio silent and standing by. KC8YRO.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I mean, if you have to, instead of switching over, just dial down the channel on that radio to the same channel. But hopefully we'll just be able to use a repeater. KCEYR, I'll be standing by. I'll talk to you soon. KEYCS, this is KCEYRO, over. KCEYRO standing by.